Welcome to the Unstoppable Profit Podcast. This podcast will give independent insurance agents all of the tools to grow your business and live life on your terms. Wherever you are today, if you're starting with nothing or well on your way to the success you desire, with the right people, processes, and promotions in place, you will be unstoppable. And now I'd like to introduce your host, Mike Stromso.
Greetings and welcome to the next episode of the Unstoppable Profit Podcast. I am super pumped, super excited to bring to you a very special Independence Day podcast with my podcast partner, the unstoppable Joel McKinley, who is not only a freedom fighter through his giving to our country, he's one of our veterans in our country who we're so thankful for because of the freedom that we have and the independence we have. I want to share a very special message today with Joel McKinley. Joel, how you doing, sir?
I am doing fantastic, Mike. Thanks for letting me come on back on. And I am so looking forward to this Independence Day as I look forward to all of them.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you for your service to our country in support of our freedom. How many tours did you do?
A couple of Iraq, a couple to Afghanistan, Kosovo. We've been around for a while. I'm old man. Oh,
4 to 5?
Yeah.
Five. And I know that through our conversations in the past, you shared some things that you saw that you'll never forget of others who also gave it all, as we say. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Thank you for your sacrifice, for your investment and the freedom that we enjoy every day. And freedom is never free, and we should never take it for granted. So,
truth.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And as we honor the birth of our nation, we're going to take a deep dive into the spirit of freedom and independence that drives business leaders in the independent insurance agency business. You see, our forefathers and our veterans and everybody that fights today fought for liberty and the right to pursue their dreams. We have that same independence in business, in our business lives, in our communities, in our agencies every single day. So we're going to explore something that came up in a recent conversation with Joel McKinley. And we want to take a deep dive into that because our founding fathers had the determination and the innovation required to thrive in business. And we want to carry that forward today. So we're going to be sharing stories. I'm going to ask Joel McKinley to take a deep dive into his past and share some powerful insights to help you, all of you out there in an unstoppable nation and the independent insurance agency world, harness your unique gifts, talents, superpowers, and vital functions to propel you continually towards unstoppable success. So make sure that you grab something to write with and write on. Joel McKinley, in a recent conversation, you brought up something about your military life, which has to do with the two things that we discuss often that are so vitally important in business today, period, that are consistently in need of improvement and training and work. And one of them is training, but the other one is leadership. Go ahead and share that story here.
Absolutely. So when I was a drill sergeant, I might have been a little more aggressive and a little less patient than I am today. nature of the beast. So I had a kid come up to me. He was a young man joining the Army. And he comes to me.
And so these young men are roughly how old?
Between the majority of them are between 18 and 22.
Right. Okay.
So young man, call them kids because they're brand new and they got, you're teaching them how to stand at first. And he comes up to me and says, "Drill Sergeant." He's like, he's in shock. He's, "Drill Sergeant, I've never seen anyone that loves America as much as you and hates Americans." And I was kind of taken back. I was, "What are you talking about, Private?" I was like, "I don't hate Americans. Love Americans, and I love this country." I said, "I love this country more than I would imagine anybody else, in my own selfish opinion." And And I explained to the kid, I said, you know, it's not that I hate Americans. It's, you know, oftentimes we can get caught up in our own thinking, our own beliefs, and the way that we perceive things, that if somebody doesn't do things exactly the way that we do or exactly the way that we want them, we cast them aside and say, nope, they don't, they're not good. They don't know anything. Their ideas are not smart, et cetera, et cetera. And that's a thinking trap that we all get caught in all of the time. Mm-hmm. And in furthering to think about that more often, it's the idea of America is so incredible that we have such freedoms and the ability to speak out against our government or even our neighbor. If we don't agree with them, we can tell them. And it wasn't, you know, being born in this country, we often take that for granted. We often overlook that, even though we say, you know, we're so grateful for our freedoms, but on a day-to-day in and out basis, we often forget what that truly means and what that looks like. And it wasn't until deploying to other countries and seeing firsthand where they take people's lives that speak against the government, or people don't have the freedoms to do these things and are truly, you know, unbelievably oppressed and have no liberties. And all they want to do is make sure that they're alive the next day. I mean, what an incredible country that we live in, that we are so blessed and so fortunate that those things, even when we see them on television, well, we also see the Chronicles of Narnia and, you know, the Land Before Time and all these movies, we see these on television and our minds can't rationalize that there are other countries that are so far from the liberties and freedoms that we have. And it was in that, and you and I were talking about, you know, how independent insurance agencies also have that, is in nurturing and fostering that environment where teammates don't have to agree with each other. They can have different beliefs and the way, who should our ideal client be and how should we market to them? How should we speak to them? What technologies do you like versus which ones I like? And it takes the leader to navigate that and say, I want to bring me those ideas, bring me those discussions. Let's have them together. And then ultimately let's find compromise for each other, because just like we have the ideal of that we have in our country and in our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, we have a common goal. So in the agency, we also have a common goal. And it's like, you, let's keep Bob healthy, as you like to refer to it, yes, because Bob gives us our you know, our finances and our security and our certainty, which is what we want. And we want our team members to have as well.
100%. I mean, you just dropped a whole bunch of super important information. Thank you for sharing from your own experience. But let's go back to the very beginning, where that young recruit, if you will, said, you love America so much, but you just don't love Americans. Let's unpack that just a little bit. So we talked about, and piggybacking on that, the fact that it's okay to disagree, right?
Right.
So what do you think he meant by that?
Well, you know, it's when people don't, at the time, I think it was just people that don't love the country as much as I do. That was very, very frustrating for me, is because, you know, we have, you know, soldiers that are deploying and some of them that are not coming home, or some of them that are coming home, you know, disfigured and, you know, that they don't, and especially with a prolonged war that goes on for long periods of time, it's very easy to get disillusioned with it and forget about it. And that's never been more prevalent than Vietnam veterans coming back and being absolutely disrespected when they were called, they were voluntold to go serve their country, and then not given that in return coming back. And it is a very frustrating thing for me. And so the kid just, you know, was, if you're not American, if you don't believe in red, white, and blue and believe in this, then you're not American, which is, you know, I mean, what a terrible way to think. But luckily we can change our thinking. We can change how we respond to other people, et cetera.
100%. So what people perceive is what they believe, right?
Right.
And that perception may have come from his conditioning over time in his upbringing. We don't know.
Right.
So the thing that I really want to know, and everybody out there either watching or listening to this podcast, please take all the principles that we're talking about here, transition it to your own business, because the same principles exist. And it's up to us as leaders to understand it and to deal with it and lead people. So whatever happened to that recruit?
Well, I mean, this was very early on in this cycle, and you get 55 kids that come into one platoon from all over the country, from other countries, from, you know, districts that we have within our country. So they're from everywhere, from every right. single walk of life.
Right.
Some of these kids joined because they love the country. Some of these kids joined because they really didn't have anything else going on. And initially it's a melting pot of that. And I'm sure the way that I am was a very big shock to this young man. But by the end of the cycle, I mean, he was one of the best soldiers that I had. Incredible young man. And it was through, I brought into the culture and mixed in with his peers. And they all consistently, sometimes forcefully through a lot of exercise and sweat equity, they were constantly working towards a common goal. And it's their training and what they need to become in order to serve their country. But it's constantly leading them to that, take the you out of it here. You as an individual are going to get lost. But if you put you and pack in tight with the others, and we are constantly focused on that common goal of what we're trying to achieve, where we're trying to go, and you melt them down like that through hardship, through struggle, through adversity, and leading them through that, you don't walk them through it. They have to force their way out. It's like if you break a caterpillar out of a cocoon, the butterfly will die. It has to force its way completely out on its own and overcome all of that adversity in order to be able to fly.
100%. And what I was thinking about as I was listening to the whole situation and you were sharing the story, sometimes the better the question, the better the result. And so getting into understanding where they're coming from, what may have conditioned that young man's mind and anybody out there, it's through questions, right?
Right.
And if you will, getting to the truth. So one of the things that you and I wanted to share with everybody via this podcast in support of the incredible independence that we have. I mean, how blessed and fortunate are we, right?
Right.
We get to be independent insurance agents. We get to be not beholden to any one insurance company. We get to research the entire marketplace to find the best value for the consumer's insurance dollar and provide them the best protection available and to educate them on it. Thank you for listening to my quick beloved story. But in business, in leadership, even with clients or our team members, if you will, sometimes we don't always agree.
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
That's something that we wanted to talk about. So let's talk about not always agreeing and compromise.
Right.
So what are your thoughts on that?
So.
Because you've got 20 years experience leading these young recruits. And again, let me reemphasize the fact that these principles apply to business as well. Take it away.
Right. And it was, I mean, I'll use the same kid. He's the reason that he, you know, took my answer and then said, okay. And then kept training, kept working towards it is I've long said, you know, I was a very harsh, aggressive drill sergeant. I was not kind. And, you know, I had a full bird colonel that told me no private ever died in combat because his drill sergeant was too mean to him. And I said, wow, you're right. You're absolutely right. So the reason that.
And just back to one other point, I know you've told me this before, but and let me see if it doesn't come back, I'll remind you. But you told me you had one goal for these young men.
I wanted all of them to come home alive.
Boom. Exactly.
Nothing else mattered to me. If I hurt your feelings today, I don't care. As long as next year you're back home with your family, I don't care. I don't care how bad I hurt your feelings today. I don't care. Because no way am I going to let my lack of training you, lack of giving, pouring everything into you, I will not let that be the reason you don't come home.
Well, back to one of our members at Mastermind a couple of years ago, you and I have talked about this multiple times and we still use this. You know, telling somebody the truth is actually kindness, right?
The truth is kind.
The truth is kind.
And it's, you know, I've heard of drill sergeants getting in trouble for how they, you know, may talk to him or whatever. No one ever said anything about the way that I was. And there's one key reason why, and I firmly and wholeheartedly believe this. You can train your people harshly. You can train them hard. People love good hard training helps people to grow.
Let me state that one again. Good hard training helps people grow. And shall we say A players?
Right.
A players want that good hard training so they can grow.
And there's one additional thing that goes with that. The reason that it goes from like a dictatorship and a tyrant is one key difference. They have to know that you care. You're doing it because you care about them. If you're just doing it, you know, hey, I need you, I'm going to give you all this hard training because something for me. It cannot be for that reason. It has to be because you care about them and their development and where they're going to go. On our last group call session, someone asked, you know, I'm getting very tired, constantly training, and it's leading. I feel almost burnt out. How do you keep going? And I tied it back to being a drill sergeant. I said, remember where they were on day one. Mm-hmm. On day one, when they showed up in your agency, and they didn't know how to sign into their agency management system or anything else, and you got them and you take them every step of the way. The day you feel burnt out, I just want you to look over at them, see what they're doing. Every single thing they're capable of doing on that day is due to your training, your leadership, and everything that you've poured into them so far. Look at what they're accomplishing. You did all of that. That's all you. What more do you need? What more fuel do you need to continue to lead and train your team?
So there, you know, I say this during my private one-on-one sessions with agents as well, when they come to my house or even on Zoom. You know, the number one thing that makes people happy personally and professionally, I say, you know what that is, right? And it's a big open-ended question. And they look at me like, where are you going with this? But it's evidence of progress. And that's exactly what you just said. You're pointing to evidence of progress. That's what makes us feel fulfilled. I mean, you know, as hard as we work, that's why we have progress trackers inside of UPP to keep track of people's progress, because they forget. They're going at it, and they never stop to come up for air and think about what they've done. I mean, I'm thinking back to a member that I had a private one-on-one session with, I don't know, about 3 months ago. I started it off. I said, hey, do you know what you've done? Because I had the information in front of me. I said, do you know what you've done in the first 2 years as part of our program? And he said, no, what? I said, you doubled your agency. And he said, I have? I said, you have. He goes, I didn't even realize that. I said, that's very commonplace. Because we're going at it, and we're implementing. But that evidence of progress, so key. So let's talk about things. We got off track just a little bit. Get back on track. Not always agreeing and compromise, because that's something that can get us off progress or off track pretty quickly, right?
It's when the leader allows that to become the new focus.
Mm.
When it's not what we're disagreeing on and where we're trying to get to, but when the disagreement itself becomes the focus, we've just lost sight of the destination. That's why the leader is so critical to when the team gets distracted by something that they see different than someone else. Got it. I see the way that you see it. I see the way. Remember, team, this is where we're going. And the leader must continue to paint that picture. This is where we're going. And Mike, have you ever typed something into Google Maps before?
I have.
It gives you a turn. It gives you a turn-by-turn instructions. But at any point in time, you can always look at the map and see exactly where you are. I can see where I'm at, and I can see where I'm going. If the leader can paint that picture to every team member on a regular basis, this is where we are. This is where we're going. People just don't want to be lost. Imagine driving in a new city and you have no idea where you are. You're just trying to figure it out, taking turns, probably going in circles and backtracking. But if you can give someone, this is where you are, that's where we're going. Oh, okay.
They just want to know that the leader has the vision for the future of the organization.
Right.
And to restate something that we talk about often in Unstoppable Nation, the fact that what they want, what they need, what they expect from the leader is to set the vision, to share it with them in detail so they understand it and they can execute it. They want to be trained on it. You need to give them all the tools, but at that point, get the heck out of their way. And then you get to circle back with your specialty, Joel McKinley, which is accountability, which they're not always 100% thrilled with, but we all need it and we've got to want it if we've got that growth-oriented mindset. And you know what that the ultimate result of that is, right? You know what that is?
Achievement.
Achievement and what we're talking about now that we have that we celebrate on Independence Day.
Freedom.
Freedom. We have freedom to achieve as much as we want, whatever we want. Let's get back to disagreement and compromise. So disagreement becomes the focus. How do we help people take their eyes off of that disagreement focus? I mean, what are some strategies that you've learned in your journey so far to help people, if they're stuck on that disagreement focus, how do you get them off of that and back to the vision?
So, you could simply restate the vision. Team, I see where you are and I see where you are. Is what we're disagreeing about, is that helping us get here? Does this serve the organization? Does this disagreement serve the organization, or is it something that's separate? In addition, bringing the two people together and showing them where they are, they have common ground. I understand you like this and you like that. Where are those two things common? Okay, we've got quite a bit of commonality between it. And now you've, like, just like getting them in the sales process, now you've gotten them into the habit of those micro yeses. Well, do you see both of you like this? Yes. And now you're bringing them back into that sales process of selling them on the vision that you're creating.
We're all in sales every day in every way, are we not?
100% of the time.
Okay. I've got a question for you, and I didn't brief you on this, so I don't know where this is going to go, but I think it's important that we get this onto the table. So why is it important for team members to feel comfortable disagreeing with each other and with leadership?
Well, that, oof, good one. So, it, you know, like we do the DISC profile assessments, and somebody that's a very high D, you know, if they are disagreeing with somebody that's, you know, maybe a C, that C is going to shut down. You know, that person that's not as outwardly aggressive, you could end up shutting that team member completely down. And then what good are they to the culture? And what good are we to them to nurture their growth if we've already shut them down? We've shut them out of our organization. And fostering an environment of disagreement has to be fostered into disagreement, but then discussion.
So I know you continue to do a lot of work on this, and you continue to bring great tools and strategies to the table to help business teams and business entrepreneurs lead their teams into the future. Fostering a healthy environment of disagreement. What are your thoughts on that?
So, I mean, we're making it up as I go along because you just threw me on the spot. So fostering an environment.
For everybody out there, I just said this to my buddy Dan, who is now back on the bike after a very serious accident on Saturday. We're speaking it into existence. Back to you.
There we go. So it's fostering a healthy environment of disagreement, then discussion, then the leader gets to make the decision. So the three Ds. Mike likes the power of three. So there you go. Disagreement,
right.
Discussion, and then make a decision.
I need to ink that one. Disagreement leads to discussion and leads to a decision.
And the leader, the leader has to make the decision. And that's where the trust comes in, and the trust is so important. Because if the team members trust the leader to be the leader, they will trust their decision and they will follow. But if the leader violates that trust or does not show themselves to be a person of strong character and good decision-making abilities, that's where you can lose that trust.
I'm going to give everybody a takeaway that they can start with right now, starting today, starting right here. And as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking back to 35 years of conversations with team members in this particular realm, because we did not always agree. They did not agree with me in a lot of ways. And I would position them through converse back to the discussion. I love that 3D concept, by the way. Aha, right?
Better the question, Mike.
That's right. The 3D concept, right? So we're in the discussion phase and they don't agree. Well, I don't agree. I don't think we should do this. I don't think we can do this. It's too much. We're already, overwhelmed. That's a whole nother discussion. Okay. But let's give somebody another takeaway. I won't forget what I was going to say. So speaking of overwhelm, I don't know if I brought you into this recently. Do you know why people feel overwhelmed?
No, but I've got my pen here ready to ink it.
In fact, let me pull it out. It's in a little book that I look at daily, this little red book. And it was just a couple of days ago. And so I should... Anytime you feel overwhelmed, there's a good chance the culprit is a lack of clear priorities. And I know you're chomping to say clear priority. I get it. And I agree with that, right?
Right.
But anytime you feel overwhelmed, there's a good chance the culprit is lack of clear priorities, or the priority for leaders out there. Get the one thing done. It'll lead to your next item that needs to get knocked off. Back to discussion when you're disagreeing as a leader that you can use starting today, starting right here. So when you're in a discussion with teammates or anybody and there's no total agreement, but somebody needs to make a decision, I would say to them after some conversation, and most importantly, what's the one of the most important attributes of a great leader, Joel McKinley?
Two ears.
Two ears, one mouth, right? Listening. After you listen, because that's a basic human want and need, is they want to be heard. They want somebody to listen to what they're saying. Maybe not always agree, but they want to be heard. All right. After you've listened to them, I will position them, because I knew the decision needed to be made. I will say, Joel, do you trust me?
Yes.
That's the question that I ask my teammates. I say, team, do you trust me? And I would wait around the horn. Do you trust me? Yes or no? Fine. Everybody trust me? We're going to make a decision. It may not be the most popular, but it's the decision that needs to be made to keep the agency healthy, to keep us thriving, growing, and moving forward. And if somebody said, remember, praise and recognize publicly, discipline individually, okay? If somebody was not willing to say, or something's going on, I will say, here's what I'd like to do. All right, we'll talk about that individually, but let's keep moving. You can't let one person gridlock the whole thing.
So, Mike, let me sidetrack you for just a second, because there's another lesson that you teach on a regular basis that creates that trust. And it's, we either win or we learn. and creating that culture within the agency of, listen, we're not going to win at everything. Even though Mike really hates to not win, we'll learn. We'll learn and then we'll move on. But creating that environment and that culture that, hey, sometimes we're going to make a mistake leads to even further trust, because it's that you allow those lessons to go both ways. You've often said on numerous occasions, somebody would walk into the office and say, hey, Mike, I don't know what I'm going to do about this. And help me make the decision, Mike. And you've said, what do you think you should do? And if their answer was 80% what you thought as well, you'd say, go for it. Try it. Let me know what happens. So you allowed that win and lesson to go both directions. When you extend trust to your teams, you can receive trust from your teams. But if you micromanage and you hold every decision with yourself, well, it doesn't matter what I say, because they're just going to do whatever they want anyway. That can completely change a culture.
The law of reciprocity is always in effect.
Right.
And if you want things to change, you've got to change, because if you're willing to change, everything will change for you.
Right.
Great stuff. I know it's a hot world out there and there's a lot of things going on, and we could go on about this subject for hours, I know, and we do in helping independent insurance agents across North America. So any last thoughts on not always agreeing, compromise, managing conflict, leading people through conflict? What's the number one thing that you learned over 20 years as a leader in our incredible military?
The most important lesson is the people you lead have to know you care about them. That's the number one thing. They will not follow you with the same energy if they don't know you care about them. They cannot just be a number.
No one cares how much you know until they know you care.
Right.
And back to maybe a subtitle to that, if you will. It's not about you. It's all about them. It's not about you. It's all about them. And I'll be the first to say this. I am, and I know you know this, Joel McKinley, and my bride knows it even better than you do, and I'm sure she talks to you about this out of frustration. I'm far from perfect, and I'm constantly a work in progress. We're all a work in progress. And if you think, and I learned this morning, brand new book by John Maxwell out there, High Road Leadership, and I'm revisiting it for another round because I want to and I need to, because I've got an accountability situation where I got to review that book and be accountable. He was talking about our leadership tank. Did you know you have a leadership tank, Joel McKinley?
I did not know.
Yeah. You have one, I have one, and every business entrepreneur or business person out there watching or listening to this podcast has a leadership tank. Okay.
Tell me more.
And your leadership tank, you must constantly be moving to empty the tank. And he was taught the story he was telling about a leader. The leader said, well, when is my tank going to be completely empty? And Maxwell said, it will never be completely empty. Because our leadership tank always have something to give. And I will do my best, if you'll hold me accountable, and I know you will, I will find the page and I'll, you know, clip a couple pages and send them to you just so you have that story. It's vitally, vitally important. We must know as business leaders, our leadership tank will never be empty. It will always need to be giving and outpouring whatever's in the tank. And if we're getting low in the leadership tank, we've got to fill it back up.
So another way to say those two things, Mike, is, and these came from me from other experiences, it's not about me, it's about we.
Ah.
Then you're keeping the focus not on specific individuals like the team or yourself, it's about us as an organization. We have a common goal. Whether we agree about it or not, that's the me that disagrees. It's the we that matters.
100%. Okay. And if you're watching this on YouTube, by the way, our podcast publishes on YouTube as well on our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and search Unstoppable Profit Producer. Go to videos and you'll see all the podcasts there. If you're watching this, we take this M and me. Okay. Take that M and me and turn it upside down. You got we. Take the M and me, turn the M upside down and make it a W, and it becomes we.
Well, Mike, if you have your mirror of truth, you could just put your mirror of truth in front of that me, and the reflection back is we.
Aha. Ding, 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 ding. Worth getting up today.
And Mike, did you know leaders should be like sharks?
No, tell me more.
Well, you can share this with your accountability partner this Friday. He would love that. Leaders are like sharks. What happens to a shark when they stop moving?
They get eaten.
They die.
Okay.
A shark must continue to swim in order to breathe. Leaders must be like sharks.
They must keep moving to live, to stay alive.
Leaders are like sharks, constantly swimming or they die. If you're not constantly swimming and taking on new challenges and taking on new ground, your leadership skills will begin to fade, just like you.
They must be constantly swimming or they will die.
That's why you constantly challenge yourself and constantly study new things and invest in new coaching for yourself. That's exactly what it's doing. You've been a shark and you didn't even know it.
Yep. And I will share another item from my own life right here. And I share these things just to let everybody know, look, I'm as human as the rest of us, right? And before we started the recording today, I was sharing with you, look, I'm having kind of a rough day right now. I mean, I too hit those bumps, those valleys, if you will, peaks and valleys, right? I hit those valleys just like everybody else. But what do I do to pull myself out of them? I take action. I don't just sit there, because if you just sit there, you're going to get run over. I do something. And, you know, the good news for me, you appeared. And I told you what I was going through mentally. I said, you know, my head's not in the right place right now. I got to get out of this. And I got to keep moving. Even though I went through my daily habits today, all of them, including the exercise and everything else, it didn't kick it out. But now I feel inspired and motivated and, you know, I'm moving back in the right direction. Thank you, Joel McKinley, for helping me through that. And all of you for experiencing this podcast about how fortunate we are to have our freedom and independence. Joel McKinley, thank you for, I do have one right here, the gold nuggets.
Yes.
That you dropped today. Very, very grateful. Thank you. And thank you for all you do for independent insurance agents across the nation to keep them moving in the right direction towards their vision, towards their goals.
It's a privilege.
It is a privilege and an honor. And it's one of the freedoms, right?
Right. Absolutely.
100%. All right, everybody. Thank you. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Unstoppable Profit Podcast. And if you got great value out of this podcast, please be kind and share it with somebody else who might like to receive this great information. All you need to do is go to unstoppableprofitpodcast.com. That's unstoppableprofitpodcast.com. Share that link with them. And make sure that they go up to the top also, just like you have, and click subscribe. So they don't miss one valuable episode. We move to bring the greatest business strategies for independent insurance agents to the podcast on a weekly basis and stories of achievement and the wins and the lessons from real independent insurance agents just like you. And as I'm sure you know, we're out there on all the channels, Spotify, Stitcher, our YouTube channel, Apple Podcasts, and more. So go find us on your favorite device, on your device that you prefer the most, And don't miss one valuable episode, because we aim to bring it every day in every single way, because we will operate like a shark all the time. Because remember, like Joel McKinley just shared, you must be constantly swimming or you will die. You've got to have that shark mentality, because if you want to be unstoppable and remain unstoppable, you've got to keep moving. Joel McKinley, thank you for your service to our country, your defense of our freedom. We are forever grateful for you and all of your comrades who gave for our freedom.
A privilege to serve, Mike.
And for all of you, it's a privilege to serve you as well. We will see you on the next episode. Until then, in defense of your freedom and independence, get out there and take action. We will see you in the next episode. See you, Joel.
See ya.
Do you love the podcast but don't know where or how to get started? Visit www.upplife.com. That's UPPLIFE.com. To learn more about our coaching and mastermind programs, and how you can join our community of growth-oriented agency owners today.